I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is speaking up for those who have no voice. Stay tuned for that story, as well as one man's story of faith that came with a high price. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. First, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released its annual report this week recommending that the U.S. government put Nigeria back on the list of countries of particular concern. The State Department removed Nigeria from the CPC list in 2021, much to the bafflement of persecution watchdogs. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
when there is an attack or when a pastor is killed or a church is destroyed, it's not news because it is just what we expected. That's what happens in northern Nigeria. And I think that is kind of a sad commentary on what has happened in northern Nigeria and how common those kind of attacks have become, that they don't even rise to the level of news anymore.
Yet some estimates say every 2 hours, a Nigerian Christian is killed for their faith. Christians are targeted by Boko Haram, the Islamic State in West Africa province, and Fulani militants. Nettleton says we can be praying boldness for those who are sharing the gospel.
I think of so many pastors that Voice of the Martyrs is working with in northern Nigeria. Many of them send their families further south to be safe, and yet they continue to stay there. They continue to say, hey, this is where God has called me. This is where I'm going to serve. And I think of those brothers and sisters, and I hope we would pray for them as well.
Next, April was a tough month for believers in Myanmar. Officials released more than 3,300 people from prison, including a Baptist pastor in mid-April, to mark the Buddhist New Year. On the night he was released, police rearrested the pastor, his wife, and a Christian colleague. AMG International's Brian Dennett says this isn't an isolated incident.
This rearresting of innocent people like this pastor and other Christian leaders has just been a practice they've been doing ever since the coup. And the intent is really to cause fear and insecurity among the people, especially the church congregations and local citizens.
Junta leaders believe the Christians have power and influence over their villages and congregations. 4 days after the Buddhist New Year arrests, Myanmar's army attacked a Christian-majority village.
2 o'clock in the morning, they dropped bombs, injuring many, killed a Sunday school teacher from an AMG church and also a child. That teacher's mother was also injured, lost her leg in the bombing.
Pray for AMG International as it provides help and hope in the name of Christ.
Every time we reach out, we are looking to share our hope in Jesus. The hope is not in any government, particularly not this military junta. We also meet their very deep physical needs as well.
And for countless Christians, following Jesus costs everything. For others, it carries some sort of benefit or gain in their culture. Yet over every Christian's life is the truth that Jesus is worth it all. Samuel with Redemptive Stories talks about a dear friend of his we'll call Peter. Originally from Iraq, Peter lived as a refugee in another country with his wife and children.
He knew that there was God, but he didn't believe in Islam anymore. And so when he met a team of believers that were engaged with him and began to share with him, he felt something different that he had never seen before in someone's life. Every time that the team would meet with him, he would just cry, just tears of repentance.
Peter accepted Christ and began sharing his faith with whoever would listen. At first, his wife was glad for the peace that he had. But then she saw that Peter's faith would harm their children's future in Muslim circles. Earlier this year, she left with her kids to return to Iraq.
But he has said over and over again to our team that it's worth it, that Jesus is worth it.
Would you let Peter's story be a call forward in your own discipleship with Christ?
I would say the same thing that my dear brother demands of himself, which is to follow Christ, which means give everything for the sake of winning some others to walk this journey with him.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.